There is so much to talk about. Yo, what is up, guys? It is CRPHD, and welcome to the first episode of the Plug and Play podcast. Let's jump right into it. So you might be asking yourself, why did I start this podcast? The whole point of this podcast in particular is for me to have a separate creative space to where I can honestly come to you guys and talk about anything, really, whether it spikes my curiosity or my interest or yours. This is supposed to be a place to where I can kind of just talk and we can have a conversation, honestly. That kind of ties into the name as well, Plug and Play. So like I said, plug in any topic, anything that's, you know, we want to talk about and play with it. Go from there. So this technically isn't my first episode either. I've already filmed one that's in the vault waiting at a later date and point in time, but I think you guys are really going to like it. But yeah, this isn't my first episode, but I'm definitely still figuring out all the different kinks that comes with, you know, making a podcast, and I'm super excited, honestly. And yeah. So one of the first things that I kind of wanted to talk about and dive into was all the gear that I have. Me personally, I'm a bit of a gearhead, and I just wanted to kind of go through and point out all the little different pieces of equipment that I bought in order to produce these podcasts that you're seeing now, because I spent a lot of time and definitely a lot of money. So just starting off, I have the Blue Yeti X, I believe. Blue has a great track history of just making, you know, really high quality, nice microphones, especially for podcasts. So I figured that this would be a great pickup. I have my 2018 MacBook Pro 16-inch. And then I also recently upgraded to my Canon C70. I say upgraded because I picked up a C100 a few months ago, maybe like 4 to 6 months ago, and that's been my main A camera that I've been using for YouTube, just for all video, and it served me well. It's definitely a great camera, but I just really needed that step up. I felt like I was already kind of hitting its peak potential, but now that I have a C70, this is probably the last camera that I'm ever gonna buy, just because it has everything that I personally could need in a video camera. More specifically for photos and things like that, though, this isn't part of the whole shebang, whole like production setup for podcasts. This is just more for pictures. This is my Canon EOS R full frame camera, has the RF lens mount, and just a great camera for photos as a whole. I want to implement it into like a B cam to get like another angle for this podcast, but that's something that I'm going to worry about later down the line, or, you know, maybe if I'm doing an interview or something. But yeah. Now, just while we're on the subject of cameras, I did want to compare and contrast the C70 and my C100 real quick, because don't get me wrong, I have had a great time with this camera, and I think for anyone that wants to get started and, you know, jump into Canon CinemaLine for what I got this maybe like for $700-800. Great camera, shoots in 1080p. It has all these different buttons, handle, audio interface, you know, and it's not super big. It's pretty light camera, built-in neutral density filters. It's just, like I said, I feel like I was kind of hitting my full potential with it, just because, you know, I want to shoot in 4K. The NDs, it can only go up to, I think, 6 stops of ND or neutral density. Camera, the screen was kind of like mid, not a touch screen or anything crazy like that, and it can only kind of stay in one angle. You know, I wanted to update, I wanted to get something that could satisfy all my needs, and I feel like the C70 in particular did everything and even more, and is a camera that I can see myself sticking with for long term, especially just when it comes to video. It can do 4K 120, it can shoot in RAW, and if you're like, you know, a big camera guy or, you know, tech head like how I am, you know the importance of shooting in RAW and having that extra flexibility whenever editing and post, color grading, all that good stuff. But it has the RF lens mount, so you have a super versatile range, or just existing range of lenses that you can pick from between RF, or you can adapt and go to EF lenses. Just everything about the camera is just so much better compared to the C100, obviously. If you guys see me looking down at my computer, it's just because I'm looking at, you know, all my different notes that I have pulled up here. One of the other things that we're going to talk about in a little bit, just so you guys can get to know me a little bit better, I have some questions, get to know type of questions that I'm just going to talk about and elaborate on. But that's probably going to be more towards the end after I get through talking about the rest of this stuff that I want to talk about today. Fun fact, I do use ChatGPT to help me come up with a lot of these topics. I just felt like that just goes to show that I'm real invested in this whole tech thing and, you know, kind of tying it all into one. Now, jumping into the next topic that I wanted to discuss, it was about VR. Now, I know Apple recently dropped or released a new VR headset. I'm very curious to see actually how much it cost. You see, because I watched the release for this thing, or like maybe not even release because it's not out yet, but I watched the trailer announcement, whatever you guys want to call it, and it looks super cool, to be honest with you. But I already know this thing is probably going to cost a bag. Definitely something that I would want to get my hands on just to try, at least. I'm not sure if I want to buy it because I have a Meta Quest 2. Meta Quest 2, and I've really been enjoying it. But yeah, I just wanted to kind of just talk about my experiences with the Quest while just looking at this headset real quick. Let me know your thoughts down in the comments on whether you guys are going to be picking up the Vision Pro. I personally don't see it as something that a lot of people are going to be getting just because of how expensive it is. I don't know if that many people can really justify the price, but hopefully there'll be like a light version or like a more affordable version down the line that Apple makes, because it definitely looks cool, but just way too expensive at the moment. But now jumping into the Meta Quest 2. So I had a Oculus Go, and I did a video, like a whole VR gaming video, and it was essentially just me binging VR games during the start of coronavirus, if you guys remember that. Now I wanted to make a full review over that headset in particular, but then it ended up getting broke, so that never got to happen or really transpire. But I had a great time with it, but there was definitely some things that I felt like it could have did better, or that was kind of lacking in the sense, because the Go, you can only be stationary and move around in your VR environment, and that was kind of the thing that I felt like separated the overall immersed feeling, if that makes sense, and what kind of held it back. But with the new Meta Quest 2 being out, pretty much the same company, Facebook, acquired Oculus. So with the Meta Quest 2 and finally getting one of these and trying it out, I definitely feel like it has stepped up all the previous complaints that I've had with the Oculus Go when I first got my hands-on experience with that. And overall, it's been a blast. But, you know, just a higher resolution, refresh rate, battery life, comfort, everything has been a lot better when it comes to this VR headset that has been out. And then, like I said, the tracking, since there's actual cameras on the headset to where it can track your location, you can set a boundary, is just overall added to the immersiveness of the entire experience, which is definitely a plus. And if you guys would like to see a updated VR gaming video, let me know down in the comments below. It's something that I would love to make. The Apple Vision Pro is probably going to be the next thing competing with it, because Apple and its ecosystem as a whole is super intuitive. It usually fits real well in with all their other products. I'm just super curious to see how it'll do and just to try it out for myself. So if you guys are interested in anything VR, let me know down in the comments below. So like I said earlier on, I use ChatGPT to come up with a lot of these topics that I just want to talk about and elaborate here on this podcast. And I felt like today was a good one just to answer some questions, just so you guys can kind of get to know me a little bit better personally. I didn't want to do and jump into too many different topics. I kind of want to start off slow and build up, get a rhythm, and I feel like this was a great place to start out. So I asked ChatGPT, what are some interesting and engaging questions that I could answer about myself on my podcast? And starting off, we have my origin story, what inspired me to talk about this podcast and share my thoughts with the world. Like I covered earlier, I mainly try and keep it tech focused on the YouTube channel, but this podcast in particular, I was hoping to have a separate creative space to where I can honestly talk about whatever the hell I want to talk about, and, you know, just go from there and create a fan base and a relationship with you guys to where we can talk about what interests us. Number two, passion for tech. When did you first realize your passion for technology, and how has it evolved over the years? So I would say I first got my passion or started really having a passion for it somewhere around middle school time. I watched a lot of MKBHD growing up. I feel like he kind of got me into it. But yeah, that's probably where I would say the starting point was, somewhere in middle school when I found out about MKBHD. Favorite tech memory. Can you recall a specific moment or event involving technology that has left a long-lasting impact on you? Not really. I'm sure there's one out there, but I just can't recall it at this specific point in time. Favorite tech trends. Which current or emerging tech trends are you most excited about and why? I guess I recently saw in the news, and I really don't remember it too well, but I remember them hooking something to her head. They said that it involved AI and she couldn't speak because she was paralyzed, and it allowed her to convey or like write out what she was thinking and communicate to her husband. So I would say, honestly, anything involving AI is probably going to be like the next big thing, or it is the big thing, at least currently right now. But that's my favorite trend, just because there's so many different things you can do with it, from music, which I've already discussed, from health benefits to just overall content creation. I feel like it can kind of touch and help and do a lot of different things. But at the same time, it can also, depending on how you use it, it can be pretty bad too. But we're not going to talk about that right now. Influential figures. Who are some tech leaders, innovators, or figures that have greatly influenced you or your thinking? Okay, so honestly, I have a lot of favorite tech YouTubers, from Marques Brownlee, aka MKBHD. Already talked about him. iJustine, Unbox Therapy, Uncle Lou. He's super cool. I really loved his unboxings of all these different tech gadgets, things of that nature. Anyone that I'm subscribed to, like, y'all can go to my channel section on YouTube, and all my stuff will be there, as far as like all the content creators that I subscribe to, because a lot of them do technology and reviews and things of such. Oh, Sarah Dishi, for sure. She's one of my favorite ones, just because she's actually like from Texas, so that's pretty cool. But yeah, just go check out that list. And also, just some of the people that I've named definitely had a big influence on me really getting into technology. Audience interaction. How do you engage with your podcast audience? What kind of feedback or discussions have you had with them? So I haven't had any discussions with my podcast audience, for obvious reasons, but with my YouTube audience, you know, we have different discussions as far as like with the different types of products that I reviewed. You know, I've had older videos that are still up till this day, and people ask, you know, how's it doing? How's it been holding up? I've also just had a lot of supportive comments and just things that I could do to make my content quality better, that I have implemented slowly and still doing till this very day. So like I said, if there's anything that I can do to make this overall podcast better, please let me know down in the comments below. I'm always willing to learn and get better. Favorite interviews. If you've had a guest on your podcast, what was your favorite interviewee and why? I can't necessarily say who it was yet, but you will know in time, if that makes sense. Because I do have an interview recorded, because this isn't my first podcast episode technically. This is just going to be the first one going out, but definitely just give it a little bit of time and you'll see what I'm talking about. I really think you guys are going to enjoy it. Tech and personal growth. How has your involvement in the tech world contributed to your personal growth and development? Tech as a whole, and producing tech videos more specifically, has just really been an escape for me, I would say. An escape to allow me to not only just create something and be able to monetize it, but just an escape mentally, just to do something that I love to do, that I really enjoy, and for it just to kind of just take me away from all the other stresses of the world. Tech adaptation. How do you navigate learning and adapting to new technologies as they emerge? I'm pretty pretty quick to learn how like new technologies work and like, you know, find ways how I can use and implement them in like my day-to-day life. I kind of pick and choose because there's so much stuff that I can't keep up with because I'm getting older. Of course, I have other responsibilities and other things that I, you know, have to learn about and start taking care of now. But definitely, I pick and choose because if you try and take it all on at once, it's going to overwhelm you. Interest beyond tech. Aside from technology, what other hobbies or interests do you have that your audience might find surprising or interesting? I have always been like very creative, very artsy. I say artsy more so like starting off when I was younger because I was always like painting, you know, drawing, doing things like that. But then that sort of transitioned to being more handy yet still creative and, you know, really getting into tools. Kind of weird because I was still like a very young boy at the time, but you know, I was like super into tools, hammer drills, and just creating stuff like that. And I guess more so now that I'm getting older, traveling more, credit cards, believe it or not. I've really been diving into like credit cards, building my credit, which is pretty good, by the way, might I say. If you're gonna buy something, you might as well get paid for it or get something in return, like points that you can use for flights, trips, hotels, whatever it may be. Like, I don't know why anyone wouldn't do that. It's just like free money almost at that point. Tech fears and hopes. What are your biggest fears and hopes for the roles of technology in the world's future? Me personally, I don't want to see like flying cars or anything like that because people already can't drive. So imagine like crashing in the sky and then like I'm good. Like we need to stay on the ground and, you know, leave that for like real pilots and things like that. That's just a joke though. Sort of. I don't want to take up too much more time of you guys' day. We're getting a little bit closer on time, so we're probably going to end it off with this one. The future of your podcast. What are your aspirations and plans for the future of your podcast, and how do you envision it evolving? So, future plans, honestly, just trying to continue to gain a rhythm and a flow for just being more open and more raw with y'all with these podcasts. I don't want them to be like super chopped up, super edited, even though I know I'm probably going to do this one like that. I just want to continue to grow and develop kind of as a host to where I can just talk more natural, to where everything just flows really well, to where I'm able to just remember exactly what I want to talk about in my head and not necessarily have all these notes pulled up. All of that is something that I want to work towards going into the future. And yeah, and how I see the podcast evolving is just steady growth, you know, just over time. I'm not trying to be like super trendy and, you know, go with what's popping at the moment. I want this to be, you know, you come to this podcast not only because you're interested in the topics, but just because, you know, you like me as a person, how I carry myself. That is the goal of this podcast. And if I continue to do that and, you know, go forward in the future with everything that I just stated, I will be 100% happy with everything. And yeah, that is the future of this podcast and where I definitely see it going. We finally made it to the end, ladies and gentlemen. I really appreciate you guys tuning in to the first episode of the Plug and Play podcast, first of many to come. And if there's anything that you guys would like to talk about going into the future, let me know down in the comments below. Shoot me a DM, whatever it is. Find a way to get in contact with me. I'd love to hear you guys' thoughts on what we can talk about, what we can improve on. And, you know, let's continue having a conversation going forward. Y'all have a great rest of y'all's morning, afternoon, whatever it may be. Y'all stay safe. Peace.